Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Hey, good morning, Ashley. My name is John. I'm calling you to find out how can I unsubscribe from these unwanted messages I keep getting. The only thing I can figure out is to call the customer support number and give you my, I guess, what would be my email and my phone number so that I don't get these harassing advertisements for something I don't want. Would you be able to put that into your computer and say, unsubscribe and do not call this person?
We don't call customers. I know, as far as any emails received, you would have to go to the bottom of the message to do the unsubscribe yourself.
No, it doesn't have that. I went to the bottom. I used to make the message big, you know, the expanded. There's nothing there to say unsubscribe. So it's kind of like locks you in and it's got a hold of my phone. And I'm trying to figure out how to do this and who do I report it to? Should I, you know what I mean? Do I report it to the federal government? I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not interested in it. Never applied for it or anything like that. And I'm just getting these things day after day. And, you know, it's very, very harassing and very aggravating to me. There isn't anything actually on the bottom of the page. Nothing.
Does it mention any product name in specific?
No, this is for men's sexual prowess or whatever like that. And it just keeps on saying it's going to, you know, and it just keeps coming over and over and over. And I'm like, I keep searching the whole advertisement and it puts you through minutes of, they try to get you on there to watch a film and all that. I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not interested. Don't want it. And trying to figure out how to get away from the harassment. You know, I know there is a situation. I do have a lawyer. And I said, if there's a situation where you can actually sue, and I'm like, oh, I got to go through suing the company to get them to stop doing this to me. This is goofy, nuts. You know,
okay.
So is there something you can help me with, or have a supervisor or somebody that can knows, hey, do this, buddy, hit this button and you're off our list.
Right. So yeah, usually there's, again, I'm not aware of any, advertisements we would be sending out, and it's hard to, cause you've reached out to a third party call center. That's the number you dialed to reach me. So that's why I was asking for like maybe a specific product name I could reference. I know any text messages, typically we would advise to try to reply, stop in all capital, and the unsubscribe option on the emails usually. But what I'm going to do, Mr. John, is just take down your information, get that passed along, let them know the situation and what they're needing to do. So you said you've been receiving emails and text messages?
Yes, and it's just constant. And I just want to keep saying to myself, what the heck? You know, and my algorithm, I guess, on the phone can tell that I'm 68 years old, so they're sending me all this stuff for take these pills. It's going to make you so virile. You know, your women will be screaming and that kind of stuff. And I don't want these messages.
I got you. I definitely understand. So you've tried replying stop and you've looked in the emails and there's no unsubscribe. Okay.
Yeah, none. It's almost like it's set up to keep harassing you without no way of you defending yourself.
Okay. All right, and you said that for sure it's a male enhancement product, but there's no specific product name listed in the
Not,
advertisement.
no, I could probably go back and look up the name of it, but you know, it's probably something pornographic or whatever. I don't know, you know.
Gotcha.
And
Quick question. Do you have any of the phone numbers that have sent you the messages?
I think I do. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what
Okay.
we got here. Oh, I got some kind of other call coming in. Wait, I'll wait till it stops
Okay.
ringing, and then I'll just go. I'll go back to the phone number and see what we could do here. I know there is a federal agency that takes care of these situations, you know. And I said, now I got to track down the federal agency to get this to stop. I am on a do not call list, and I'm getting these messages, so it's driving me insane. Let me see what we got here, Ash. Hold on. Let's see what I could do now. Okay. This number here is your number, 855-634-5389, to the third party call center. Trying to, let me see now. Get to that. Okay. Looks like the only way I can get back to that is to hang up from you and go back on to the number. Let me write this. Hold on. This is like insane. Okay, 53, 89. All right, what I'm gonna have to do is hang up. I'll have to call this number back to the third party call center. I'll see what the name of the product is, but it's something probably stupid. And I'll see what I can do about to get this, try to get this harassment to stop.
Well,
And
here's what I'll do before I let you go. Let me, if you're wanting, because I'll get this passed along for you. I can gather the phone number and the email that's been receiving these advertisements, and I've
okay.
already gathered the information as to what you've been receiving, what you've attempted to do on your end to make it stop, and it's been unsuccessful. I've tried to
Yes.
describe the product as well. To the best of my ability.
Yeah,
So
it's got
that.
advertisement with what Dr. Phil and his name they're using, and some kind of quirky scientist that's got these pills, and oh my God, I'm like, please. Please leave me alone. And don't stop.
Let's see. May I have the phone number?
Sure. It's 267-608-4839. And the email is, don't laugh at it. I got this when AOL first came out. And I used to be in the police department. It's John Defend One. It's lowercase JOHNDEFEND. The number one following behind that, John Defend One at AOL.com.
All right. Okay. All right. I appreciate your patience. I believe that's
No.
about all I'll be able to gather, as far as, without having, the product name or any phone numbers the messages are sent from. But I'm going to have this passed along for you, Mr. John.
I appreciate it actually. I really do, because a lot of times when you do call places up and you know about these kind of products, people just sometimes they just hang up on you. You know, so I decided
Oh,
I said,
no.
they do. And I decided, I said, you know what? I'm going to contact my attorney, I said, and see what the heck I could do here, because I thought they had, the federal government has a agency that protects people against that, and they allow lawsuits to be filed, you know, and so forth. Because it's like a form of harassment, and you just can't get it to stop, you know? So, and you showing that interest in this really makes me feel better.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, especially with the frustration and, not being able to get anything done on your end, what you've attempted so far.
Right, no, and nothing's helping. So, well, I appreciate, that's why I called this number, because this number was in the very, 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 very fine print of the advertisement. I had to actually use my what you call it? I can't think of it now, for eyeglasses, and so I had to expand it and take a look at it. It was so tiny, so that's how I was able to get this number.
Gotcha. Well, at this time, while I have you, is there anything else I could do to help?
No, that's it. Hopefully that'll help. And when I hang up from you, I'm going to look at the whole advertisement and go and write things down and go from there. And I appreciate your help, Ashley. I hope you have a fine, wonderful day.
Thank you. You do as well. And thank you
All
for
right.
calling customer support.
Thank you. All right. Bye now.